Taliban fighters opened fire this morning on an Afghan government delegation visiting the village in southern Afghanistan, where a U.S. soldier is suspected of killing 16 civilians. Two of Afghan President Hamid Karzai's brothers were part of that delegation that came under fire. An Afghan soldier providing security was killed. We're also learning more about the American Army staff sergeant behind those shootings. The military officials say he's a 38-year-old father of two. He was on his first tour in Afghanistan after three in Iraq. He'd been trained as a sniper, had been treated for a traumatic brain injury after a vehicle that he was in rolled in Iraq in 2010. Military officials said it was too early to link his brain injury to the shootings. And of course, while we know about the shootings and we know about the deaths, there is so far only an alleged link between him and the deaths. But there are so many eyewitness reports of what happened that we know clearly there's a real problem. So let's speak to Christine Fair, assistant professor at Georgetown University, about whether there's a need to speed up the pullout of U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. What do you say, Professor?
I'm not sure that's the appropriate response to what's happened. I mean, you know, when you're pulling down troops, you have to sort of think about, force protection issues so that when you do draw down, you're not leaving the folks that you're leaving behind in an ever more precarious and dangerous situation. The real issue is how this is going to affect the strategic agreement that the United States is trying to negotiate with Karzai. The Americans would like to secure some sort of long-term presence there and, well into like 2024 or some ridiculous timeline. The idea there being that they'd like to continue training the Afghans so that we can try to secure some probability that the Afghan national security forces that we've built won't simply collapse into, ineptitude and depravity. And we'd also like to have some strategic presence there so that we can keep an eye on Pakistan and al-Qaeda. So it's not the drawdown is happening by its own logic, but the real issue is how is this going to affect as well as all the other things that are happening, like the Quran burning, the strategic negotiations that are happening between the U.S. and Karzai.
And there are 20,000, more than 20,000 troops due to come out of Afghanistan, U.S. troops, mm-hmm. in September.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a drawdown and what the president called a transition that turns into a cliff?
Okay, so troops are scheduled to withdraw, and you have, it's not like a decision. Like, we take tomorrow, we're going to pull the troops home, they're going to be back in a week. Demobilization is a fairly rigorous, lengthy process that has logistics involved. I mean, it's not a straightforward process that happens overnight to pull troops out. There's a lot of planning that goes in. What the president's been talking about is really a conditions-based transfer of responsibility, of security duties from the Americans, NATO, ISAF, to the Afghans. And this is supposed to be...
That's mm-hmm. what the president wants to be able to say when he's meeting NATO in Chicago in May. The problem is this latest incident suggests that whatever was going on, this message of success is going to be very much harder to sell. A few minutes ago, we spoke to the BBC's Bilal Sawari in Kabul about what this does to the Western effort there.
The most important battle for NATO and for the Afghan government, the battle for hearts and minds, is complicated now, and this incident is seen as a morale booster for the Taliban.
Reconciliation with the Taliban between those who have been fighting the government and the government of Hamid Karzai, that's made harder. The idea that you can train the Afghan army, that's made harder. It's difficult to see.
Is hard. So there's nothing about this that's simple, and I'm certainly an opponent of the way that this war has been waged and is being waged. But the reality is that this is what the Americans want to do. The Americans want to stay in there in some sort of training capacity. They want to have some long-term presence in Afghanistan because of legitimate concerns over al-Qaeda. Yes, this makes it hard, but this is just the end event that makes this hard. Equally difficult are the events when Taliban infiltrate ANSS and kill American and NATO soldiers. There's nothing about this that is easy. The thing that is that I think you're kind of entirely missing is that there have been fewer protests and outrage over the slaughter of 16 people than there there actually was over the Quran burning. The reality is that there have been many people killed in Afghanistan, and this has an amazing ability to be soothed over with a lot of money. So if you actually compare the outrage... No, I'm serious. Sorry to be blunt about it. There have been far fewer protests and responses of retaliation following this horrific massacre than there was over the Quran.
Indeed, it's just the mention of money reminded us, I think, that a great deal of money has gone into Afghanistan to help the people, and not all of the people got it. The people at the top got it.
But the whole point is about buying off the right people to make problems disappear. And this has been the American approach from day one, quite literally, is putting money in the hands of the people that make problems disappear. You know, I think there's a lot... The focus upon this in terms of the difficulty of what's happening in Afghanistan is, you know, certainly understandable, but it's also misplaced. It raises much more serious questions, really, about the soldiers that we're sending, that we're training, that we're vetting to put on missions like this.
And indeed, how they're being helped when they're put under that tremendous stress. And we're going to talk about that later here on The Takeaway. Just briefly, Christine, before you go, Britain's Prime Minister is talking to the President today. And if he goes there, this is certainly going to be top of the agenda or one of the main items. If he goes there and says, sorry, you know, we really can't keep going with this, and there's a lot of talk about that in the British newspapers today, 6 British soldiers lost just a few days ago. There's very little appetite for continuing this amongst the British population. If he says that, does it make a difference?
Does it make a difference? I'm really not sure how to answer that. I mean, the Americans have a certain commitment to staying in Afghanistan for reasons that are pertinent to our election cycle, to our long-term security needs. This administration fully understands that no one wants to be in this war. This administration fully understands that Pakistan is the real national security interest. But there are a lot of pressures to try and do something to, quote, capitalize on the investments made thus far. I don't think that this is going to cause any precipitous change in what we're doing. I think, like I said, the what's really going to determine what the next 2 and actually 10 years look like is this negotiation with the strategic agreement with Karzai.
So, Christine Fair, thanks very much indeed. Assistant Professor at Georgetown University. Hindsight's wonderful, but getting out without making it worse, that's going to be the real trick. This is The Takeaway.